Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Couple things. I was flying the other day and looking out the window and watching them load the bags. And one, you said the reason bags can only be a certain weight is because they don't want to hurt the people's backs who are throwing the bags around. I looked out there, there's a guy like 65 years old. Get younger people lifting the bags. That would help. Is that some sort of union thing? You can't fire them even if they're retirement age? Get younger people to lift bags.
Age discrimination.
Yes, younger people to lift bags. And guy was chucking them. He was standing there at the thing. Rather than walking over, he was throwing them at least 15 feet. Throw it over there, bounces in the pile. Throw it over there, bounces in the pile. I thought there's all kinds of laptops in there and video games and all kinds of stuff. You don't need to throw it like that. That's weak. Yeah. Screw you, dude. I wanted to yell out the window, hey, walk your ass over there for whatever we're paying. You don't throw my bag.
I sympathize, but I'm picturing you actually doing that on a flight and walking off handcuffed.
They're not
opening
supposed
the exit
to do
door.
That, are they?
I'm going to talk to that young man.
They're not supposed to chuck them like that, are they? I've never seen that before.
I've seen some chucking. I don't.
Not cool. It made me think I want to get different bags, like the hard-sided bags.
Yeah, or fly a different airline.
Jeez, although, that was weak.
All the different baggage guys in all the different airports, in the country, who knows?
I regularly have expensive stuff in a checked bag. I don't want thrown like that.
Speaking of consumer issues, Jack. Oh, back to the JetBlue thing. Yeah, peak demand pricing is the coming trend. Don't like that because you're never quite sure what something's going to cost. And the second thing is everything's a subscription, which is including in the most chilling example. It's not chilling. It's annoying. Like if you want the super good stereo upgrade in your next car, you don't buy it. You subscribe to it. Mm-hmm. It's a monthly payment for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Yuck. Hate that idea. I hope all consumers hate it so much it goes away, but we'll see. So I'm not going to give you the punchline. I'm just going to read part of this from the Wall Street Journal of all places. And then just wait for Jack's head to explode. What's wrong with the economy? It's you, not the data. Many Americans believe that the economy and their finances are worse than they really are. And then they go into some poll numbers like poll swing states, 74% of respondents said inflation has moved in the wrong direction in the past year. This assessment, which holds across all seven states.
What does that mean? Moved in the wrong, okay.
This assessment, which holds across all seven states, is startling, sobering, and simply not true. I'm not stating an opinion. This isn't something on which reasonable people can disagree. We can say unambiguously that inflation has moved in the right direction in the past year.
Okay, so what, though?
When it comes to the economy, the average person thinks inflation went up. Yet when it comes to the economy, the vibes are at war with the facts, and the vibes are winning, which is bad for Biden. He mentions, it's tempting to chalk this up to a misunderstanding. Lower inflation means the level of prices is still rising, just more slowly than before. All right, look, we got to convene a major summit with the major media, leading dictionary makers, the Federal Reserve, the Surgeon General, Joint Chiefs. I don't care. Whatever.
World's sexiest albino. Get him involved.
Exactly. Whatever it takes. Look, oh, eggheads, oh, pontificators on high. When people say inflation, they mean prices. And if inflation was 9% last year, and it's 8% this year, yes, according to you, inflation is moving in the right direction. That's not the way anybody thinks about it, except PhDs in economics, I guess. Just get it through your head. I can't buy as much as I could 2 years ago. In fact, I can buy less than I could last year, and I can't do stuff I used to like to do because I don't have enough money, and I used to. So the 8% is now 3.5%. It's meaningless to consumers. It's so odd that they would devote this many words to explaining to people, no, 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 inflation is better.
I think it's as simple as, are most people shocked at the price of things? If you're shocked at the price of things, you feel bad about it. Doesn't matter the rate of whatever month to month or anything like that. Just if I pick up something at the store or get a bill somewhere and I'm shocked at the price, it's going to make me feel bad.
Speaking of which, the very same publication, the Wall Street Journal, not far below that story, has this story. How far $100 goes at the grocery store after 5 years of food inflation. From beef to mayo, consumers continue to spend more to buy less. And they go into, you know, in 2019, it cost you $2.36 for a dozen eggs. And then it's up $1.48 over those few years. And they go into potato chips and lettuce and milk and oat milk and oat milk. you know, ground beef and flour and crackers and dish soap and water and peanut butter and soda pop and pasta and butter and grapes. And there's an enormous list
of
chicken breasts. It's gone up a lot. People mean, when they say inflation, they don't mean the rate of inflation. They're not comparing the rate this year to the rate last year, the rate of growth. They're just seeing higher prices.
Right. Obviously. And I'm still shocked at prices, so I'm not there yet. I don't know how long it takes for people to get over the emotional shock of prices. I don't know. I was too young in the early 80s the last time we went through this. I don't know how long it takes you to get settled into the new price of things. I guess we'll find out. I know I had one babysitter ask for a raise the other day, and I thought, geez, when did I hire you at this rate? It's like 4 years ago, and so I got up my inflation calculator app. Everybody should have an inflation calculator app. Man, that'll give you some real news about a lot of things, your salary, the price of your, well, all kinds of things. But anyway, I figured it out, yeah, she's gone backwards several dollars in the amount of time, the few years that I've hired her, just in a couple of years. She needs a raise just to get back to where she was, let alone the fact that she's good and dependable. So, yeah.
Exactly. And so some economists would say, do you think inflation's bad? She'd say, yeah. And he'd say, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Right.
The rate of inflation last year.
You idiot.
Right. What the heck is it with you people? All right, here's an unanswerable question. How dishonest does a person need to be for you to think they're a dishonest person? Do they have to be honest 100% of the time about everything? White lies are excusable. No, you don't look fat in those jeans, for instance.
You look like a hog.
Oh, Jiminy. Oh, I suggest you don't say that. But what about popping a couple of grapes in your mouth at the grocery store?
That's a certain sort of person. I mean, that's not much, but I would not do that.
Well, my
I have a friend who does that, and he feels like the grocery stores are overcharging places, and that's how he gets them back.
So he steals from them.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering, having already read the information I'm about to share with you, I wonder what percentage of people are actually pretty much just dishonest. All they respond to is incentives and disincentives. They don't follow rules and refrain from dishonesty because of a moral restraint. It's merely incentives and disincentives. I don't want to steal because I will get in trouble and that will mess up my life.
I think most people are honest by a great majority.
Do you?
Yeah.
I would. I'm not sure. So there's a big story in a variety of publications, including once again the Journal, that Amazon sellers are getting hammered by a surge in scam returns. because they have such liberal return policies, the individual sellers on Amazon are not always Amazon. In fact, in a lot of cases, they're not Amazon. They use Amazon as a clearinghouse, a way to connect with buyers. You probably knew that already. But evidently, there's an enormous surge in you buy a Coach wallet and you return some no-name dupe. Or you buy Nike football cleats and say, hey, these cleats didn't work, or I kept slipping and falling on my hind end, or whatever, and you return flip-flops.
What?
But Amazon is so, we want to make the customer happy, and B, so haphazard and unresponsive to small sellers saying, hey, I'm getting flooded with these fake returns. You got to do something about this. Here's the guy's name, the address, whatever. They're stealing from us. And they, of course, Amazon says, we make it a priority to blah, blah, but we have no tolerance for fraudulent returns. But all these sellers are saying, well, maybe you say you don't have tolerance, but I'm losing my shirt over here.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take a very high percentage of scumbags who are willing to do that to muck up the works, obviously.
That's true. About 14% of returns last year were fraudulent, accounting for $101 billion in overall losses.
Wow, $101 billion, 14% of returns, and I wonder what percentage of, I mean, how many people made up that 14%?
I doubt somebody just does that scam once and says, oh, I've stolen enough.
Right, exactly. I'm sure it's an ongoing thing for certain people. That's why I like the social credit score for that sort of thing that is becoming more popular, and I want it all tied together, as long as the government doesn't get its hands on it and use it for those reasons. But I love the fact that the idea of Costco, Best Buy, Amazon, everybody having your return information and knowing, okay, you're the kind of person that, like, twice in your lifetime has returned something. If you return something, you mean it, as opposed to you return everything. You wear it, you bring it back, return it, and take advantage of us.
You know, when you first said social credit score, of course, my mind goes immediately to the communist Chinese and their horrific system. But, yeah, I see what you mean. It's like your credit rating.
Yeah, I have that, like, this happened just the other day with DoorDash. So I ordered food. I ordered two meals from DoorDash. I got one of them. I contacted DoorDash and said, hey, I only got one of my meals. And they went through my DoorDash history, which is long. Look at me. I spent a lot of money, a lot of door dashing, and I have a record of not doing that before. So they bent over backwards. They immediately credited me, blah, 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 blah. I like keeping track of people, whether or not you're the scumbag type or not, so it doesn't ruin it for everybody.
It might work. Final notice, Barbara sells household items, but has received TV cable boxes and used bars of soap as returns. Jess sells outdoor coffee products.
Why return anything if you're sending a used bar of soap back?
I guess so there's weight to it? I don't know.
Why not just put a note in there that says I'm stealing from you if you send back a used bar of soap?
I don't know. Is it a prank? Jess, who sells outdoor coffee products like a travel French press, has gotten back Christmas ornaments and toy planes. Kevin, also an Amazon seller, received used dog nail trimmers for what should have been human nail clippers. On and on.
All right. Order a pair of football cleats, send back the flip-flops. These didn't work at all.
Armstrong and Getty.
There's so much happening around our country, from border issues to local crimes happening in your backyard. Byrna is a less lethal pistol that can protect you from potential threats surrounding you. That's BYRNA. The Byrna Less Lethal Pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. Byrna is a great alternative you can rely on if you're ever in the situation where you need protection but don't want to use deadly force. One bullet can ruin two lives. It's legal in all 50 states, no background checks are required, and it's shipped right to your door. Government agencies and police departments across the country rely on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. It works for them and will work for you. Check out their 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's time to join the 500,000 others who have purchased a Byrna. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-945-5577. 800-945-5577. 800-945-5577.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay. Open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Got all sorts of great stuff. Here's your Freedom Loving Quote of the Day, sent along by Jeff in Hogs Nipple, Tennessee. From Maximilien Robespierre, one of the leading figures of the French Revolution, keeping in mind that my two older kids once made my younger kid cry by repeatedly calling her Robespierre. She was, in the defense of my older kids, as the youngest, and very, very cute and bright, she was quite convinced that the world, you know, orbited around her, that she was the center of the universe.
Mm.
And they decided to take her down a peg, which is, you know, kind of useful in life sometimes. Mm. But I made them stop referring to her as the brutal fist of the French Revolution.
I always wonder for only children how you survive not having that.
Some better than others.
Because if your parents are saying, oh, that's a great drawing, and there's no brothers and sisters, say, that sucks. That's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what brothers and sisters do.
Or brothers and sisters who are just better at drawing.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Better at something else.
Right, yeah. Anyway, moving along. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't give you the quote. The secret of freedom lies in educating people, whereas the secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant.
Mm.
True dat. Mailbag.
Robespierre did lead the French Revolution, then it turned on him and they beheaded him.
So it goes with revolutionaries, kids. Let's see. It's not freedom if we have to work, Chris in San Diego writes. Every college Marxist believes that in the socialist utopia, she will be a philosopher or a poet, not the third shift digger at the lithium and cobalt mine.
Right, right. Exactly. That is exactly right.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Burbank Luke writes, about those matching pup tents. The White House feels if we can just get through the end of the college semester, the protests will end or peter out. I don't think they understand the nature of nor the drive behind these protests at all. Have they forgotten the summer of love? Well, I would suggest that's a very different thing, too. Oh, he says, P.S., I have a workaround for the passion tax. I will tell our CEO I have no passion for my job. I better get a raise.
Ah, it's a good one. We got to talk about that later. The passion tax, if you didn't hear us talking about that last week. I'd never heard of it before, but it's a concept.
What an odd notion. Joe from Dayton says, guys, appreciated Joe's point, thank you, about Trump's potential imprisonment and comparing it to the MLK jailing. How does all of this compare with Hitler's jail time from the Beer Hall Putsch, resulting in massive popularity and a POS book, Mein Kampf? Mein Kampf is a POS book, both in terms of its content and the writing. Joe, it's the same. Just to, you know, the nickel version of it is, if you can say, oh, you're into the cause, I went to jail for the cause. It's a different level. You go from the silver level to the gold level.
Yeah, it's a good one. Now, Martin Luther King Jr. had a righteous cause, obviously, which helps. Mm-hmm. But was he strengthened or weakened by being thrown in jail? Obviously strengthened.
Sure. Yeah, the righteousness of the cause really doesn't enter into it if you're analyzing methods of movements and personalities and that sort of thing. Let's see. This is so good. Guys, a couple of years ago, Kanye had his anti-Semitic meltdown. Then Dave Chappelle went on SNL to make fun of Kanye, but also made some jokes about Jews. You read a couple of my emails from a Jewish perspective at the time. I mentioned I fully supported Chappelle's right to speech and could laugh at his jokes, while at the same time I had some resentment because no other minority group is expected to tolerate offensive views or jokes about them. I mentioned that Jews can take pride in actually meeting that expectation, bitter as it might be, and also that we can be proud of not allowing millennia of oppression to change our decent values and for not using victimhood as an excuse for decay or justification for entitlement. The college pride bullies could learn a thing or two from us. I bring all this up again now because all those comments still apply, even though the double standards are being stretched to a grotesque extreme by college students and their administrators, the media, and even the U.S. government. Thanks for all your great discussions about this. You're welcome.
When we got suspended that one time and nearly fired, wasn't that because, didn't I threaten to draw a picture of Muhammad or pretend I did or something?
That is correct.
Well, yeah, but our insane producer put out a press release that we were going to have listeners draw pictures? I can't remember. And it was allegedly the press release that got us suspended because it's got to go through channels.
But anyway, that dynamic exists, as we all know. The draw a picture of Muhammad, oh, lose your job, get fired from your position, whatever
right.
you're doing. It's a horror. But threaten to murder Jews? Well, you know, free speech.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's sickening.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, do you want male performance in the bedroom and do you want it now? Get it in 47 seconds or less. For the first time, you can have instant male enhancement. Introducing Knox 47, the topical male enhancement that works in 47 seconds or less. Satisfaction guaranteed. Finally, after years of scientific research, our proprietary formula will allow you to perform in the bedroom like never before. Just imagine that little blue pill on steroids. No reason to settle and wait when you can get instant performance now. Forget about pills and potions that make you wait hours or up to 30 days to work. That's yesterday's news. Knox 47 is brand new. the hottest thing for men. And you don't need a prescription. Call now and get your free supply for a limited time.
Find out how to get Knox 47 for free. Call now, 800-481-9983. That's 800-481-9983. Free bottles for a limited time. Call 800-481-9983. That's 800-481-99.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The Humboldt Trinity County Department of Child Support Services is now hiring for their Weaverville office. Employees are hired and managed by Humboldt County. Child Support seeks individuals who possess good customer service skills and a desire to learn for the position of Child Support Specialist 1 and 2 based out of their Weaverville office in beautiful Trinity County. The annual salary is $39,728 to $56,056 with remote work potential and flexible schedules. Child Support Specialists are provided with supportive training and promotional opportunities, making this an excellent chance to start your career as a Humboldt County employee. The County of Humboldt offers CalPERS retirement and health insurance, annual salary increases, 12 paid vacation days per year, 15 paid holidays per year, free dental and vision insurance, bilingual incentive pay, a down payment assistance program, an employee assistance program, employee discounts, and more. Deadline is July 12th. Apply online today at HumboldtGov.org under job opportunities.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Working hard or hardly working. The left says the 40-hour work week is antiquated. Senator Bernie Sanders introducing a bill pushing for 32 hours a week.
This is not a radical idea.
Time is money and finite.
When my members look back on their lives, they never say, I wish I would have worked more. What they wish for is they wish they had more time.
What the hell has that got to do with anything?
Get to the point where the government's involved.
Well, yeah, I wasn't even thinking of that, which is the ultimate Trump point on this. But, we'd all like to work less. But, yeah. Well, so on my deathbed, I should wish I'd won the lottery at some point and didn't have to work so much. That'd have been cool.
Or Bernie Sanders freed me from the yoke of having to work.
How did we decide on... first of all, I'd like to hear more of an explanation. Not an exclamation. Oh, my God! An explanation.
It's on the way, sir.
An explanation of why is the 40-hour work week antiquated and in what way?
Please. It's all just hokum. Chad Pergram rolls on with 82, please, Michael.
But firms which slash the work week claim an extended weekend supercharges employees.
Workers are much more focused, that they are better rested, you aren't churning through them.
Less work means more leisure time. Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy questioned if more hours on the job explains why fewer people attend church these days, 20% fewer than a quarter century ago.
You don't have time to go to Wednesday night Bible study. You might not have the ability to even attend church or services on a Sunday.
So much to unpack. First of all, I like acting like the 40-hour work week is a new phenomenon, and we're just arguing about it now. People can't go to church in the year 2024 like they could in the year 1980.
Oh, my God.
When we also had the 40-hour work week. I got to write down that one part. If you work less, you have more leisure time, you say. I'm going to have to do some, get a chalkboard and some math. I'll be like Oppenheimer up on the board working out an equation to see if that is true or not.
Right, yeah. How about Chris Coons? You don't have time to go to Bible study on Wednesday night, or maybe even church on Sunday. What are you talking about?
That's what we're all going to do. That's what happened to church membership. If we just worked a 30-hour work week, we'd all be at Bible study. You just know it. That's hilarious.
It is. One of the voices you heard in the clip was that firebrand head of the AFL-CIO who was saying about nobody ever wished they'd worked more on their deathbed.
True.
Okay. Yeah. So Hillary Vaughn, who's also with Fox News, confronted old socialist Bernie Sanders outside of his office and try to get to the bottom of what's going on here. 83, and we'll go from there.
Chris, can I talk to you about the 32-hour work week?
Yes.
It seems like Fox Business.
Yeah.
It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more, pay their
really?
Workers.
Really? Is that what you think?
pay their workers.
Excuse me.
I didn't get to ask the question.
Okay, thank you.
Senator,
you want to hold it?
Okay, is there more?
Absolutely. Okay. I wanted to pause, though, and point out that, all right, the combative old fart really wouldn't even let her ask the question. Oh, that's what you believe. That's what you believe.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just didn't know.
All she said was Democrats want to tax businesses more. I don't think that's controversial.
Well, is that what you believe? Is that what you believe?
Yeah, bitter old fruitcake. Next clip.
We held a hearing on a 32-hour work week because what we have seen is that over the last 50 years, despite a huge increase in worker productivity, almost all of the new wealth has gone to the top 1%, while 60% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. Many of our people are exhausted. We work the longest hours of any people in the industrialized world. I think it's time for a shortened work week.
mean, a lot of what he said is just not factual. But
right, and then a lot of the countries you'd point to where they work less hours, it's because they have such a giant social safety net that they can afford, because we, at least up until recently, have paid for their military defense.
Yeah, and they're completely unproductive, not innovating, not growing, the rest of it. I also want to make the point that, I would say on Bernie's behalf, almost, that if AI goes in the direction virtually everybody thinks it is, not the cataclysmic stuff we were talking about earlier, but replacing so many white-collar jobs especially, and quite a few blue-collar too, the concept of universal basic income is going to move to the forefront of our discussions. And work weeks will get quite short where they exist at all for millions and millions of people. And there is going to be a serious restructuring of society, because if you have those tools, you will be able to accumulate all of the wealth that would have been going to the lawyers and accountants and tax people and administrative assistants and the rest of it. They won't be getting their pay anymore. So, yeah, that will be a change.
But our people are exhausted. Like, go back to pick a decade when the people were well-rested and didn't feel exhausted from their work week. Like, people more exhausted now than they were in the 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in work-life balance, but I've been working since I was 11 years old, and I like taking on challenges, and I like making money. So how about I figure that out, Bernie?
I hate when people say that. It hurts my heart. Talk about
what's that?
I've been working. Somebody said to me the other day, I've been working since I was 13. You said you've been working since you're 11. I've been working since I was 12. My kids both want to work. They ask me all the time, I wish I could get a job so I'd like to make money. But we've crafted a society where you can't. And it really frustrates me.
Yeah. Yeah. Starter jobs, learning the skills, building those muscles. That's important.
No, it's child labor exploitation. You want to take us back to the coal mines or something. That's the argument.
No, it was great. I worked and I got spending money. It made me happy.
Both of my kids wish they had jobs they could do this weekend to make money.
Next clip.
I ask you a question about that. It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more, pay their workers more, lower prices, and now pay people not to work.
You know what I would like to see?
How are businesses going to survive that? That's the question. How can businesses survive all of those proposals?
When Mr. Bezos pays an effective tax rate lower than the average worker, I think we have a real problem in our tax system. I think that billionaires have got to start paying their fair share of taxes.
You know, I could go ahead again with I don't have it in front of me, but if the total wealth of every billionaire in the United States was confiscated by the government, that would cover our bills for, what is it, a day and a half or something like that?
Longer than that, but not very long. And then, you know, that doesn't make sense because the whole tax rate thing is such a sham, but that doesn't make sense if you're the person who runs your business is a billionaire, but not every business's boss is a billionaire.
I was just going to say, every time the tax rates for the gal who has been an accountant her whole career and her practice has grown, and now she has two accountants under her, and she's got a nice house in the suburbs, and you know what? She's always wanted that car. She can go ahead and buy it. And if she starts saying, why is half of my income disappearing to the government? Bernie Sanders comes back with, Jeff Bezos needs to pay his fair share. You know, it's like, I'm not a freaking billionaire over here. What are you talking about? But he's a socialist. Socialists lie. They lie routinely.
But
Bernard Sanders.
I feel like I've read about this before, but obviously the number 40 is somewhat arbitrary. Not an exact science. Could be less, could be more. I don't know why it would be the same forever as you get overtime over 40 but not under or whatever. I mean, a lot has changed since the 40-hour work week was the standard, and I just wonder, is there a reason it should be longer or shorter or the same?
Well, I like a 5-day work week. I think we're all pretty happy with that idea, although I'd certainly love to go Johnny Carson if you're old enough to remember that and shorten it further. But so let's agree that 2 days on the weekend is cool. People like that, right? So you get breakfast, and you get the kids off to school, and then you get yourself to work, and by the time the kids are home and done with practice and it's time for dinner, you're done with work. It's just 8 hours. It's pretty good. It works.
Mm. I worked at least one day on the weekend for the first half of my work life. Third, certainly. You don't die. It's not pleasant. When I was a kid, I always tell my kids this when they're complaining about me being busy. My dad worked till noon on Saturdays a lot when I was a kid. Wait till he got home on Saturday after lunch was when he was available for the weekend. It's not the end of the world. It's not what you want, but...
Right. You might not choose it, but again, it's not like horror. It's okay. But you figure that out. I got to read that book full time, I think is the main title of it. Like every book now, it has a lengthy subtitle. But about the psychological, spiritual value of work and how it's not a necessary evil at all. It's why we're here to a large extent. Defining work however you want. Now, maybe it's going to work for a corporation. Maybe it's raising your children. Maybe it's ministering to the poor. But doing something is not an evil.
No, and the idea that everybody will flourish in the arts if they don't have something they are being productive at is...
Yeah, you hand me a paintbrush and a canvas. I'll disprove that notion in a hurry, all right?
Well, even more than how good your art would be, people tend to go nutso or end up alcoholics or drug addicted or kill themselves or whatever.
Right, if they're freed from the horrifying shackles of having to do something productive.
Right.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
For years now, people have been switching their wireless service to PureTalk to save money. With plans starting at $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, and tons of data, it's a no-brainer. Over the last few weeks, PureTalk has reported a surge of new customers signing up in order to support a charity near and dear to their hearts, America's Warrior Partnership, who is on the front lines of preventing veteran suicide. These customers have chosen to step away from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile to switch to PureTalk because they want to do business with companies who share their values. And that's why PureTalk has decided to extend their support for AWP through Independence Day weekend. Switch your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network with PureTalk before the 4th of July weekend, and you'll be helping support veterans in need all across the country. Just dial #250 and say keyword PureTalk, and you'll be connected to PureTalk's U.S. customer service team. That's #250 and say keyword PureTalk.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
The election was rigged. Different people mean different things by making that claim. But there's one thing that's absolutely true. And a lot of people, when they say the election was rigged against Trump in whether 2016 or 2020, they're talking about all of the former intelligence guys working with the DNC and working with big tech to try to put their thumb on the scales. That part is true. And according to the Conservative Media Research Center, Google has interfered with major elections in the U.S. 41 times over the last 16 years in significant ways. And in their introduction, they write, from the mouths of Google executives, the tech giant let slip what was never meant to be made public, that Google uses its great strength and resources and reach to advance its values, which are lefty values. Google's outsized influence on information technology, the body politic, and American elections became evident in 2008. We'll get into that. After failing to prevent then-candidate for President Donald Trump from being inaugurated following a 2016 election, Google has since made clear to any discerning observer that it has been and will continue interfering in America's elections.
How does it interfere? What does it do?
I will get to that in just a second. I want to get Google's pushback, which said, we have a clear business incentive to keep both sides happy, and we have safeguards that ensure non-biased and accurate research search results.
Google's pushback is a personal email you get saying, we have your search history. Would you like everyone to see it? Shut up.
Yeah, no kidding. So MRC believes the most recent example was recorded after Google Artificial Intelligence Gemini refused to answer questions that were in any way damaging to President Biden. That was one of the many examples people trotted out. You could ask it for damaging information or a joke even about Trump, and it would just churn out as many pages as you wanted. You ask it about Biden, and it says, well, I'm not programmed to do that sort of thing. That would be nasty.
Do you know that is because I just learned this yesterday because of the gorilla problem? Do you know the gorilla problem? Do you remember the gorilla problem?
No. Go ahead.
So this is from years ago. I should have Googled it so I'd have the details, but more or less the problem was this. Some sort of media flap occurred over the fact that if people were Googling gorilla and getting pictures of black men on Google, and
yikes.
Google got beaten up pretty bad for it, and it was horribly embarrassing, and, you know, because they're extra, extra sensitive, I mean, that's not a good thing, but they're extra, extra sensitive, that sort of thing, they went way overboard the other direction to make sure nothing like that could possibly ever happen again. So they set the dials in such a way that if you say, you know, show me a Nazi, you're going to show a black guy, maybe, or an Asian woman or something, And then the reverse sort of thing happening all the time, too. Just all kinds of different things that don't make sense. Just to try to be racially diverse all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So the group's research found that from 08 through February 2024, Google has utilized its power to help push to electoral victory the most liberal candidates, regardless of party, while targeting their opponents for censorship. Examples include appearing to favor Barack Obama over John McCain in search results in 08, favoring Obama over Mitt Romney in 2012, refusing to correct a, quote, Google bomb that smeared then-leaning leading GOP primary candidate for President Rick Santorum. I don't remember the particulars of that one, but they used their algorithm to exclude autofill results that were damaging to Hillary Clinton in 2016.
Wow.
I remember that. That you could type like 80% of a phrase that was really hot in the news, critical of Hillary Clinton, and it would not autofill anything. It was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I haven't heard that. I don't know what you're talking about.
So you try to Google the email server, and they're like, huh?
But if you type in a phrase currently being discussed about Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders, zip, there's the autofill. So you could go right to that result in a way with, that was blatantly unbalanced.
Did Donald Trump, it would fill in, say, bloodbath, probably. Oh, I might even
do
that right now, actually.
They worked with partners to especially help Latino voters go to the polls in 2016. That's funny that Google would take such a serious interest in that out of nowhere, Latino voters who were at the time much more predisposed to voting for Hillary Clinton. Other examples cited by the MRC included disabling Tulsi Gabbard's ads account just as she became the most searched candidate following the first Democratic primary, party primary in 2020. They suppressed critical news critical of Joe Biden, concealing most Republican campaign websites for the 12 competitive Senate races in 2022, aided Biden in 24 by, quote, burying in its search results the campaign websites of every one of his significant opponents. Says the two scientists who are in charge of this, utilizing the many tools in its arsenal, Google aided those who most closely aligned with its leftist values from election cycle to election cycle since as far back as the 2008 presidential election. Meanwhile, it targeted for censorship those candidates who posed the most serious threats. And while its interference was first evident in 2008, its meddling has turned into an organizational mission to ensure that its candidates win on election day. Many studies reveal the results of the tech giant's commitment. Let's see. These two scientists cited All Sides and Dr. Robert Epstein, who performed additional research, found that, quote, Google's search algorithm likely shifted at least 2.6 million votes to Hillary Clinton in 2016, and that, quote, Google's results in get-out-the-vote reminders favored Democrats and shifted the 2020 election by at least 6 million votes. Now, I have no way to verify that.
But since the elections were split more like by 80,000, it wouldn't have to be even close to that number to make a difference.
Right. And when was the last time you heard anybody even suggest, keeping in mind the left has a near monopoly on the mainstream media, when was the last time you heard anybody even suggest that, oh, look what Google did to bias things in Trump's favor?
Right. Yeah.
It's almost funny to ask the question.
As you often say, it's amazing any conservative ever wins any election, given the structure of society.
Right. And it's just so cute to hear the left talk about misinformation and disinformation. Y'all are the masters of it. If anybody on the right does it, that's not outrage. That's jealousy. That's, hey, wait a minute. I'm the expert in this. Anyway, nice job, MRC. We'll post this under Hot Links. ArmstrongandGetty.com if you want to know more.
Quick question for you. What if you happen to miss this unbelievable radio program?
The answer is easy, friends. Just download our podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. It's the podcast version of the broadcast show, available anytime, any day, every single podcast platform known to man.
Download it now, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt. A classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters,
because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.